And this is your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a petition to Queensland Parliament submitted by fire ant conspiracy theorist Trevor Hold has gained over 1,400 signatures. Mr. Hold has previously claimed without evidence that fire ant bait kills dogs and cattle and causes ADHD and autism. This comes after Southern Cross University said it would give Mr. Hold $7,500 for field trials of Mr. Hold's fire ant soup machine, which sprays hot water onto the nests. The Fire Ant Eradication Program and the Invasive Species Council has criticized this move as less effective and less affordable than current chemical treatments. The Invasive Species Council was concerned that the university had given funding and platform to Mr. Hold over a reputable institution.
Content warning. The following story may contain content that topics that some listeners may find distressing. A church diocese covering a third of North Queensland has entered receivership to help fund ongoing compensation payments to victims of child sexual abuse. The diocese successfully received an order from the Supreme Court to appoint receivers to all its assets to help cover over an estimated $8 million worth of compensation to victims. Bishop Joseph would not say how many claims had been made, but explained that there had been no cases in at least the last 25 years, with cases predominantly occurring between the 1960s and 1980s. First established in 1883, the North Queensland Diocese has already sold its office space and bishop residence, which was located in Townsville.
In national news, Australia Post has immediately suspended most packages sent to the United States, with tariffs imposed by the US administration making low-value packages too expensive to ship. The hiatus would allow only letters, documents, and gifts valued under $150 to be sent, but the changes would impact Australian businesses, especially small ones who also relied on transit postage through Australia to the US. AusPost says they are working to resume shipments to the US as soon as possible, considering private carriers to contract. AusPost joins many international postal agencies such as Korea, Norway, and Italy, who have blocked shipments to the US.
New satellite footage has shown that the South Australian algal bloom is shifting and surging across the coast. The bloom appears to decline until oceanographic and weather conditions re-promote the bloom, which is especially concerning as summer months approach. Algae blooms can usually last for months and potentially even years, although scientists are concerned that there is now little they can do to prevent the bloom expanding even further in summer. More than 480 aquatic species have been affected, and the bloom is able to tolerate a wide range of temperatures and feeds on the nutrients released by the carcasses of the animals it kills. Dr. Donald Anderson, director of the United States National Office for Harmful Algal Bloom, explains that although the algae bloom is natural, climate change has had a massive impact and could even influence future blooming events.
In international news, Typhoon Kajiki has made landfall in Taiwan after 500,000 people were evacuated anticipating its arrival. Schools have been shut down and two airports closed. One person has died as a result of the typhoon, and scientists warn that the typhoon may be a result of climate change and have pointed to developed nations to take accountability. The typhoon is the fifth named storm to hit the coast of Taiwan this year and is expected to quickly weaken and dissipate as it travels inland over Vietnam and Laos.
For the weather today, Brisbane is experiencing a sunny day as the temperature warms up. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. today. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that. And we will see you again at 11 a.m. with more news. Now, for me, this song that I've got lined up, and when you get your show, you'll get to play music that you like too. You see, so but this one goes out to a bit to the Lions crew, the Brisbane Lions and the Zed Lions, because they seem to love 90s music. Right, so I've got a short story here because I'm from the 90s and it might take you there, right? So picture this, January 1997 at Sydney Showgrounds. You know, I was feeling a little bit hazy from something a friend gave me a bit earlier, but that was a good kind of haze. And I was wandering around Sydney Showground, and that friend said, "Oh, you've got to check out John Spencer Blues Explosion, whatever you do." Right, so yeah, okay, well, what a day. But so that day I fell in love with the smudge drummer. Oh, she was amazing. Right, and I had my face ripped apart by Fear Factory. Prodigy pumped us with an unavoidable excitement, like the whole stadium was going off. Chris Cornell had us in the palm of his hands, like literally, you know, tens of thousands of people, you know. But it was John Spencer that changed my life that day. And here he is on Workers' Power 4ZZZ.
Hey, don't call me after 12, that's when I'm a little bit home with a wife. Morning order. You see, punk? Yeah, I got to give some love. Understand?